AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Graydon Young, member of the Oath Keepers extremist group, pleaded guilty today to charges related to the Capitol riot. It's the first guilty plea in the major conspiracy case brought against members of the Oath Keepers. Anna Morgan Lloyd of Indiana was sentenced today to 3 years probation after admitting she entered the Capitol January 6th. At her sentencing, Lloyd said she's ashamed that it became a savage display of violence that day. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Vice President Kamala Harris will be visiting the U.S.-Mexico border. She says progress is being made.
A couple of months ago, when there were children who were waiting in Border Patrol facilities for more than 100 hours, and they were certainly overcrowded, now it's less than 30 hours.
Former President Donald Trump is expected to visit the border next week. There's support on Capitol Hill for a military justice bill that would move the decision to prosecute serious crimes in the military from the chain of command. Jackie Speier of California is a House Democrat.
It's essential because it avoids the perception and the reality of a conflict of interest, especially when the victim and the perpetrator report up the same chain of command.
The bill is named after Specialist Vanessa Guillen, who was killed by a soldier at Fort Hood in Texas, who her family says sexually harassed her and was killed himself as police sought to arrest him. Her death put a spotlight on violence and leadership problems within the Army. Russia says one of its warships in the Black Sea fired warning shots and a warplane dropped bombs to force a British destroyer out of the area near Crimea that Moscow claims as its territorial waters. Britain denies the account and insists its ship wasn't fired upon. India Walton, a socialist community activist, defeated the four-term mayor of Buffalo, New York in a Democratic primary, putting her on track to become the first woman to lead New York's second largest city. The creator of McAfee antivirus software, John McAfee, was found dead in a Spanish prison. He was being extradited to the U.S. This is AP News. A new AP NORC poll shows a rift between Democrats and Republicans over support in the Middle East.
The poll shows overall Americans are divided. It also shows more Americans disapprove of President Biden's approach to the conflict than approve of it. Among Democrats, 51% say the U.S. is not supportive enough of the Palestinians. The sentiment jumps to 62% among liberal Democrats. On the other hand, 49% of Republicans say the U.S. is not supportive enough of the Israelis. The number rises to 61% of conservative Republicans. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. voted against a U.N. resolution that overwhelmingly condemned the American economic embargo of Cuba for the 29th year, maintaining the Trump administration's opposition and refusing to return to the Obama administration's 2016 abstention. The Biden administration says it voted no because sanctions are key to advancing democracy and human rights in Cuba. Ed Donahue, AP News.